So almost 40 years since first stepping on stage with an electric guitar, and almost 38 years since recording his first single. Here we are, too many albums and sellout tours to mention, fans across the world, one of the most successful recording artists to ever hit the UK charts. And on the cusp of a 60th birthday, Daniel O'Donnell, hello.
Hi Martin, how are you doing? Lovely to talk to you.
And you as well. So the 12th of December then, the big 6-0.
That's right, yes, I'll be 60 in December. I'm not sure how that happened, but that's what they're telling me anyway.
Oh, that's 2 days before my birthday, oh. So a fellow Sagittarian. We're supposed to be great travellers.
Well, it must be true, because I've travelled a fair bit.
Yeah, I think you've achieved slightly more than I have.
I think only Columbus did better than me.
It must be great to be back on the road again after everything that's happened.
Oh, it certainly is. It's lovely, you know, to be out doing shows and just, you know, getting to sing in front of people again. And I suppose it feels like it's a step forward out of where we were. And certainly this time last year, you know, everything was so bleak. But now, hopefully, that we're heading in the right direction.
Your fans are legendary, aren't they? They're just terrific. It's just a shame, really, because things aren't quite back to normal yet. You can't sort of do the famous meet and greet and things like that after the shows.
No, we're not able to do the meet and greet. I suppose that's just a decision that was made that, you know, it's important that we still are respectful of, I suppose, the virus, and that it's still there, but we have to learn to live with it too in a fashion. So we're blessed to be able to do as much as we're doing now. I mean, it's the other thing we notice is that there's not as many people at the show as normally would be when we tour, but the atmosphere is super at the shows.
So you're coming up on 40 years in the business, so to speak. No sign of slowing down, though.
Well, you know, I have slowed a wee bit, I suppose. I'm not touring as much as I would normally, even without COVID. I was doing, you know, a balance between touring and not touring. You know, the future, who knows? I would never retire, but it would be nice maybe to just come out whenever you feel like it, you know, and do shorter tours. But still, there's so many people who have followed what I did that still enjoy it, and it's nice to be able to meet up with them.
We'll get round to talking about the new album very shortly, but it's not just about the music, is it? Because you're also well known for being quite the philanthropist.
Well, you know, I've been involved in different things through the years. I suppose the main thing that I was involved in for a longer period was the Romanian Challenge Appeal. And, I mean, I raised money, but again, the public raised a lot more than I did. An autobiography I wrote reluctantly, I suppose, when I was quite young. They were after me to write an autobiography. And then it came that I wrote it for the Romanian Challenge Appeal. The money went to the appeal. Not that I'd feel bad about writing it, but I didn't think I had anything to tell it, you know, in my 30s. What do you know, you know? But anyway, being involved in the charity was a great privilege. And anything, I suppose, from a day to day that you can give your voice to that raises awareness. There's always people and things that need help. And it's very important if you can. And to realise that if you have any kind of celebrity, that your voice is louder than all the people that do all the work. Because there's so many people that do tremendous work, and it's very difficult for them to get things done, even though they have a heart and a half. But people like me that, you know, when you speak, more people hear. You know, so you're able to publicise things. And I think we should always be aware of the good we can do. Not that we're great, but we're just privileged to have been given a platform.
So, yeah, another new album, appropriately titled 60. So if you're listening, Adele, you can't have that one for one of your future albums.
Well, I think I'll be well gone by the time Adele gets to 60.
It's already been claimed.
It'll be Daniel at 90 if Adele does 60. I'll be at 90 then.
It's a nice mix of songs on this new CD. A lot of familiarity there.
Yeah, there's a lot of familiar titles. I hope people will enjoy it. I suppose I've based a lot of my career on covers of older songs, and it's worked for me, you know. If there's younger people coming to the shows, which there are some, a lot of the time for them, they're new songs because they haven't heard them before. But for people my age and older, they're great memories of times. And, you know, a song can bring you back in your mind to an experience or to a time or to a place. And it's lovely to be able to do that.
And a duet with your wife as well.
Yes, Something Stupid we recorded. And lovely to be able to do that. Magella is a fine singer, but has no desire to have a career. But she loves to harmonise. And, you know, she was quite agreeable to do that. There's lots of different songs that people know. I Can't Stop Loving You and Can't Take My Eyes Off You and Always On My Mind. I mean, I love them all, but I love especially Happy To Be In An Island In The Sun and Down At The Laddie Da as a single of the album now. And we have a video for it if people want to go online and watch it. It's a lot of fun.
And just very quickly, an appearance on Coronation Street in the future, because I heard you fancied being in it. So are you still up for doing that?
Well, I mean, I will do it, surely. But you listen, there's probably loads of people want to be in Coronation Street, and they can't live every Tom, Dick and Harry loitering outside the Rovers' Return. But I would be happy to hang about if that a place for me. It's just a wee kind of thing I would like to do. Daniel, not the singer, just me.
we'll try and elevate you up the list to get you on there, definitely. Daniel O'Donnell, thank you so much for joining us. All the best for the tour and for the new album 60, and keep breaking those records, won't you?
And thank you, and to all of your listeners, thank you very much for all that you do too, and God bless.